I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Treasurer Horn, thank you for joining us today to give us an update on what's going on with the Peabody bankruptcy. We talked briefly before the meeting, and it's my understanding that you'll present for about 10 minutes.
Max.
Okay, we'll let the commissioners ask questions, and if there are any other representatives of taxing entities in the room that would like to ask questions, you can do that as well. Britta and I communicated before the meeting. It could be that since this is such a complex issue, some of the questions might not be able to be answered right here on the fly, and Britta may have to get more information and get back to us. So,
thank you.
So, by the way, everybody's on live radio. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Live TV,
people
live, live phone.
Live phone.
And recorded.
Thank you very much for this meeting. I'm glad we're able to go ahead and do some updates and tell everybody what's going on. And I also do want to share that, I did share that if my attorney counsel, Steve Klund of Denver, feels the need, he's listening in and feels the need to answer or respond, he said he'd call me on my cell phone and we could talk through there. So what was asked of me, what I understood was asking you, Chairman Hermansky, that we would update everybody of what's going on. And so if you ask me, I do believe the email said to read my update that I sent to the commissioners. So on September 20th, my server responded and said, our office has not heard from Peabody since we sent a letter to Ms. Brewer from Peabody on August 25th. However, we are glad to share that we've been attending meetings and taxing entities that are affected by Peabody delinquent taxes. I met with Sirocco School Board on August 23rd, South Route Medical Board on September 6th, West Route Fire Board on September 13th, and answered any questions that I thought they might have. Tom Lilly from the South Route Library District dropped by and asked for some updates, and so did Kevin McBride from Upper Yanaba Water District. He updated their email, and he was very happy with the information that I was sending, and he would call if he had any questions. Our office has been diligent in sending all the affecting taxing entities copies of Mr. Brewer's letter and our press release on that day. And we sent it out, like I said, out on August 25th. And then I would send updates as information became available. So I have an update for you. It says prepared statement. On behalf of Rock County, both the Treasurer's Office, Council, and I met with Peabody in Denver yesterday. The conversations were cooperative and productive, being an engaging conversation that gave a pathway for a good faith settlement discussions. Together, we were looking to accomplish three effects. Number one, Rock County to recover the payment of the pre-petition taxes from Peabody. Number two, Peabody to pay the pre-petition taxes from Rock County. And number three, follow the law and respect the legal limits of my authority as a treasurer. I believe the conversations will continue in the same spirit. All parties at the table have agreed not to communicate about the substance and the particulars of our discussions, and that they are confidential until we all reach an agreement. That's the end of my statement. Are there anything else, if you have any questions?
Yeah, I think we do have questions. Tim, would you like to start?
No.
Okay.
For a second.
Okay.
I'm here to listen. No, I don't have any questions either, so I'm good to listen.
So based on what you just said about the confidential nature, do you think that you'll be able to answer any of the questions we have today?
We will see as you ask them,
okay.
But I want to make sure that I do not jeopardize anything happening.
Okay, so I have a list of questions in no particular order. The last time we met, you had talked about potentially asking the bankruptcy judge for clarification on the interest and penalties component of the judge's order. Have you done that?
Asking for that, and asking for the second question about whether we could go to relief a stay and sell the land and the minerals at the tax lien sale was our plan. And that plan is still in plan action, and I put a pause on that since of the developments of yesterday.
Okay. Throughout this, you've cited state law as your reason for your inability to accept tax payments from Peabody. Have you and your attorneys considered the fact that the bankruptcy judge's authority as a federal judge overrides state law, and that you could follow the order of the bankruptcy judge, which basically says to the extent that the debtors make any payment on pursuant to that order, that the taxing authority receiving such payments are directed to make those deposits as directed by the debtors?
What I believe is happening, Chairman Hormisiski, is that you as an attorney, when you're not a commissioner, I think you're seeing this exactly what everybody else is seeing, is that there's two different sides to this and how we're interpreting those words. And so the decision that we made in council is to go forth with the decision, what we have been sharing and being forthwith with all the transparency, that the decision was that we believe that I am handcuffed to those statutes that says that you have to take the full payment, you can't take any partial.
Okay. In mid-September, I had sent you an email that it had come to my attention that an earlier large bankruptcy in the state of Colorado, Chrysler, was going through something similar to Peabody, where they were attempting to pay the personal property taxes. And we noted that Adams, Larimer, and Arapahoe County in that case were able to come to some agreement. And I had asked, just in the interest of finding a solution, if you would be willing to reach out to your counterparts in those counties and see how acceptance of the taxes was accomplished. Were you able to do that?
Like I said, we set out back in August 25th that we would definitely do it right away when we turned back the check that was short. That the personal property taxes do have another set of rules, and we did offer that payment plan for them to pay the personal property taxes, which is a little over $700,000, and then a payment plan on the rest of it. So we have already done that, so I feel we've met that need. And then when you ask those other questions, my goal is to work for Rock County's best interest and follow the law as written. And I'm not unable to speculate on whether the county treasurers of the other counties have done the right thing on a different bankruptcy case. But I know, like I just said earlier, that we have been actively negotiating and discussing matters with Peabody, and I want to make sure I do everything right by Rock County and our taxpayers.
So, just to be clear, you did not reach out to the clerk or the treasurers in those other counties to find out how they received payment in the Chrysler bankruptcy.
The answer to the question is, when I talk to my counsel, it's speculative. It's a different case and it's a different time. That would be just a waste of our time.
Okay. To pause on questioning for just a minute, what I would like to point out is that throughout this, you know, if you cited that Peabody is a multi-billion-dollar company that has plenty of money to pay its taxes and pay interest. And what I want to just talk about briefly is the 20-mile mine as opposed to Peabody. It is bad for our 20-mile mine to have to pay 1% interest every month on $1.8 million. And as you know, coming from corporate America, corporations don't, you know, consider themselves one pot. They look at assets and how productive each of those are. And in fact, I'm sure there was a lot of information surrounding the 20 Mile Mine since there was almost a sale earlier this spring to Bowie. So I know that, you know, we may not be thinking about what's good for Peabody, but what is good for Route County and what's good for our 20 Mile Mine is for them to be able to pay these taxes as soon as possible and stop accruing 1% interest on $1.8 million. So when you say it would be a waste of time to try to chase down potential solutions, I disagree with that statement. I think that it would be worth a call to those three treasurers to see how they accomplished receiving payment in the Chrysler bankruptcy.
Again, Chairman Hormisiski, I truly appreciate your opinion, and I appreciate that you're, you know, reaching out. We are doing everything we can do and what we can legally obligated to do. So if you'd like to put that in writing and send it to my counsel, we'll be happy to take a look at it. We've already taken a look at it, and we felt that we're doing the best we can do following the letter of the law.
Okay, I sent it to you in writing on September 12th with no response.
There was no response because there was nothing. You just said you saw this and wanted to know.
Okay.
The way I looked at it, there was no, please get back to me by this date with this answer.
Okay. I'll see if there's some other questions.
Yeah, and I'm gonna ask you to speculate again. So we've been operating under the assumption that that while the pre-petition taxes are, for lack of a better word, at risk, or certainly not, in your view, receivable at this time, have you and your attorneys formed any opinion as to the reliability of our ability to collect the public? post-petition taxes. Or to put a simpler question, do you believe that those post-petition taxes could also be at risk?
My understanding of bankruptcy law when you're in Chapter 11, again, it's my understanding, let me give you a clarification from the attorneys, is that those taxes will be considered administrative costs.
And say that again?
Our administrative costs. Administrative costs when you're in bankruptcy in Chapter 11, you're responsible to pay them in time. So when we send that out in January, their tax notice, I'm presuming they will be paying on time.
So the follow-up question, have you and your attorneys formed an opinion as to whether or not those post-petition taxes are subject to the bankruptcy court's authority?
Again, my understanding, can't speak for attorneys, is that the law of Chapter 11 bankruptcy says they have to pay their administrative fees. And administrative fees are considered taxes, so they will be paid when the bills are sent and when they're due.
Thank you.
So other than the information you presented in your press release, you really don't have anything to update us in relationship to timeline or anything. And we'll know something when we know something.
I would be more than happy to up to you. I don't want to jeopardize what we accomplished yesterday, and we'll get the information as soon as we all come to an agreement.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I guess. I understand the need for a confidentiality of attorney-client privilege and appreciate that you've made contact with Peabody's attorneys to try to, I think you used the word negotiate. Presumably, negotiations would not result in anything less than 100% of payment of the taxes and all of the interest due.
Is that a question or a statement?
That's a question.
Could you ask that again? Because I heard a statement.
Okay. Is it your intent, or can we feel secure in the knowledge that we won't be accepting anything less than 100% of the taxes due and the interest due?
My job is to do exactly what you said, and that is what I'm bringing to the table, and we are hopeful that agreements will work out the best.
Do you think that there is a chance that pursuant to the bankruptcy judge's order and potentially considering that the bankruptcy judge's order supersedes our state law, that you would be able to accept principal payments from Peabody so that we get some money in the door, which benefits all of the taxing recipients and additionally benefits 20 Mile Mine because they can discontinue paying 1% interest monthly on a massive amount and just start paying the interest on what you believe are the penalties and interest?
As you started at the beginning of the sentence, it was asking about what I think the bankruptcy court's going to do or not do.
I'm saying, I put aside what the bankruptcy court says. I have a belief that there is a potential that the bankruptcy judge's court order supersedes our state law. That being said, what I would ask without reference to the bankruptcy court is, do you believe that your negotiations will result in your ability to receive principal payments from the 20 Mile Mine and let the interest and penalties continue to carry and let the penalty or that let interest continue to accrue on that? Because paying interest on $81,000 or $91,000 or whatever you've calculated the interest to be, paying interest on $91,000 versus $1.8 million would certainly be beneficial to our local 20 Mile Mine and our coal industry.
Based on that question, how you're asking, how you want me to answer it, unfortunately, we're going to now the substance and the particulars of the agreement, and I don't want to jeopardize that at this time.
Okay. Any further questions?
Okay.
Does anybody in the public have a question for Treasurer Horn? Mr. Ross.
Britta, could you give us a sense of what you told some of the smaller taxing entities in the county, perhaps specifically the South Round Medical Center, what they can expect? As you know, the Board of County Commissioners is kind of backfill the second half of their property taxes. mill levy, because if it doesn't pass next month, they'll have a negative balance sheet. And so you described visiting them. Could you give us a better sense of what you told them?
I really wasn't actually telling them anything. I was just answering questions and offering any information. And it seems like I did a great deal of teaching and learning of understanding taxes and how you have tax base and your taxes are delinquent. I was not surprised, I'm not sure that's the right word. It was interesting to be able to share that interest follows taxes. There seemed to be a misnomer that somehow this interest was going to stay here in the county, and that's certainly not the truth. The truth is, when some of the interest on what's owed to all these different entities, the interest will follow with them, and it will go with them when we get paid in full.
Further questions? Yes, ma'am?
I would just like to say, as a single mom, if I don't pay my taxes on time, I would get the same treatment, and I appreciate that, because why is a corporation different from, you know, little Harry and homeowner? I just think that what she's doing is great, and you all seem at big odds against her, and all four of you work for us.
Hello.
So it's really annoying. It really is. And she's following the law as it's interpreted, and I applaud her for that.
Well, let me say I totally agree with your assessment, and I agree with all the statements that Treasurer Horn has put out saying that she shouldn't treat a big corporation any differently than a single mom in our county. And I know that if you were a single mom paying 1% interest on $1,000 a month versus $10 a month, it'd be a big deal for you. And it's the same big deal for Peabody to pay 1% interest per month on 1.8 versus 81,000. So what I would say is, if everybody who is struggling or suffering in this county, whether it's a single mother or a corporation, wants to come in and pay principal, and they're not allowed to, so that we can continue to extract 1% interest per month out of you or a corporation, that's a pattern of abuse. I wouldn't expect it to happen to a single mom, and I wouldn't expect it to happen to a corporation, and it's happening to one of the most important employers in our county. So let me just make that clarification. We're not taking any further public comment, Mr. Cassioppo. When you left the meeting yesterday, Greta, with Peabody, did you guys leave with an agreement to meet again?
The agreement was for the two councils to get together and come up with an agreement. We were all very amicable and working on towards the same direction.
Okay. When can we expect another update?
Again, I don't have that date available.
So, interesting topic here, you know, since this is our first time, it's not our first time on the bleeding edge of this thing here. You know, we've been in bankruptcies with the airlines, a couple of them, as they went through. I guess, you know, it might be time we solicit some, you know, or a discussion of the propriety of forcing the treasurer to only take the whole bill, including the interest, and potentially lobby for some legislation to have the bill be paid and not put the treasurer in a illegal situation potentially, and allow the interest and fees or whatever to be even then still a primary debt in the bankruptcy thing. So as we move forward here and we get more experienced, and we might have the further discussions with the Treasurer's Association to allow for that happen. I always feel that nine birds in the bag is a lot better than waiting on 10. So.
But there again, you're asking her to excuse a big corporation but charge the little guy.
No,
we're talking
blanket.
About across-the-board legislation that would make that clear.
If it's in bankruptcy.
So if I, as a person,
absolutely.
If I'm in bankruptcy, if I'm in foreclosure, if a lot of bad hardship has happened to me, you would surely excuse my interest, too?
No, we're not talking about
not
excusing your interest. We're saying allowing you to pay the principal so you're not paying payday loan rates on what your taxes are and allow the interest to continue to accrue interest.
Okay, with my 21 years experience here, once upon a time we used to take taxes without the interest and then bill people. People never paid the interest. The county was out thousands of dollars, trust me, because you cannot do anything. You have no recourse just on interest. You do on taxes and interest,
but you don't. If it's part of bankruptcy, it would be.
Right. So we're just
still an unsecured, a more or less secured debt. And that's why we need to be one of the top with the Treasurers Association. I mean, it is as secure as having the property taxes being up front.
Yeah, I guess your whole thing is recourse. What recourse do you have if you accept a property tax without the interest and you just have the interest sticking out there? Unless you have some.
We wouldn't do it unless it's in bankruptcy. And it was part of the bank. It was part of the bankruptcy claim.
And the interest was part of that.
And again, we're talking about change in legislation. We're not asking the Treasurer to do something that's not allowed, that maybe wasn't appropriately done in the past.
Okay, so we do have some representatives from Peabody here. Did you guys want to ask any questions or say anything? Okay. All right. Do you have anything else you want to share?
No, thank you very much for the opportunity. I will be tomorrow. I guess I do. I apologize. You know, tomorrow at 6:30 at the town hall. And then the following week on the 11th in Hayden at 6:30 also at the town hall. It's a treasure talk to answer any questions, not only just about Peabody, but if anybody has questions about foreclosure or anything else our office does, we'll be happy to answer.
Okay. And we would very much appreciate it if you could, to the extent possible, because of the confidential nature, keep us updated on what's going on with the negotiations.
Especially.
I guess I have a question. Maybe this is way off base, but would it be possible for us to confer with the Treasurer in an executive session as to the status of those negotiations?
I doubt it.
It had to be your attorney.
Yeah, since she has her counsel and we have our counsel.
Okay. I'd agree with that.
Thank you for your work.
Great.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for joining us today to give us an update on what's going on with Peabody bankruptcy. We talked briefly before the meeting, and it's my understanding that you presented for about 10 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll let the commissioners ask questions, and if there are any other representatives of taxing entities in the room that would like to ask questions, you can do that as well. Britt and I communicated before the meeting, it could be that since this is such a complex issue, some of the questions might not be able to be answered right here on the fly. And,
Okay, well, thank you very much for this meeting. I'm glad we were able to go ahead and do some updates and tell everybody what's going on. And I also do want to share that we did share that if my attorney and counsel, Steve Clenda from Denver, feels a need, he's listening in and feels a need to answer or respond. He said he'd call me on my cell phone and we could talk through there. So what was asked of me, what I understood was asked of me of Chairman Herman Siski, that we would update everybody on what's going on. And so what you asked me, I do believe the email said to read my update that I sent to commissioners. So on September 20th, I responded and said, our office has not heard from Peabody since, well, we sent a letter to Mr. Brewer from Peabody on August 25th. However, we are glad to share that we've been attending meetings and taxing entities that are affected by Peabody delinquent taxes. I met with Sirocco School Board on August 23rd, South Route Medical Board on September 6th, West Route Fire Board on September 13th, and answered any questions that I thought they might have. Tom Lilly from the South Route Library District dropped by and asked for some updates. And so did Kevin McBride from Upper Yampa Water District. He updated their email, and he was very happy with the information that I was sending, and he would call if he had any questions. Our office has been diligent in sending all the affecting taxing entities copies of Mr. Brewer's letter and our press release on that day. And we sent it, like I said, out on August 25th. And then I would send updates as information became available. So I have an update for you. It says prepared statement. On behalf of Rock County, both the Treasurer's Office Counsel and I met with Peabody in Denver yesterday. The conversations were cooperative and productive. We had an engaging conversation that gave a pathway for good faith settlement discussions. Together, we were looking to accomplish three effects. Number one, Robb County to recover the payment of the pre-petition taxes from Peabody. Number two, Peabody to pay the pre-petition taxes from Robb County. And number three, follow the law and respect the legal limits of my authority as a treasurer. I believe the conversations will continue in the same spirit. All parties at the table have agreed not to communicate about the substance and the particulars of our discussions, and that they are confidential until we all reach an agreement. That's the end of my statement. Really, anything else, if you have any questions?
Yeah, I think we do have questions. Kim, would you like to start?
No, defer for a second.
Okay.
I'm here to listen. No, I don't have any questions either, so I'm
good
to listen.
So based on what you just said about the confidential nature, do you think that you'll be able to answer any of the questions we have today?
We will see as you ask them, okay. But I want to make sure that I do not jeopardize anything happened yesterday.
So I have a list of questions in no particular order. The last time we met, you had talked about potentially asking the bankruptcy judge for clarification on the interest and penalties component of the judge's order. Have you done that?
Pause. Asking for that. And asking for the second question about whether we could go to relieve a stay and sell the land and the minerals at the tax lien sale was our plan. And that plan is still in plan action, and I put a pause on that sense of the developments of yesterday.
Okay. Throughout this, you've cited state law as your reason for your inability to accept tax payments from Peabody. Have you and your attorneys considered the fact that the bankruptcy judge's authority as a federal judge overrides state law, and that you could follow the order of the bankruptcy judge, which basically says that to the extent that the debtor's making a payment on pursuant to that order, that the taxing authority receiving such payments are directed make those deposited as directed by the debtors?
What I believe is happening, Chairman Hermosinski, is that you as an attorney, and when you're not a commissioner, I think you're seeing this exactly what everybody else is seeing, is that there's two different sides to this and how we're interpreting those words. And so the decision that we made in council is to go forth with the decision, what we have been sharing and being forthwith with all the transparency, that the decision was that we believe that I am handcuffed to those statutes that says that you have to take the full payment, you can't take any partial.
Okay. In mid-September, I had sent you an email that it had come to my attention that an earlier large bankruptcy in the state of Colorado, Chrysler, was going through something similar to Peabody, where they were attempting to pay the personal property taxes. And we noted that Adams, Larimer, and Arapahoe County in that case were able to come to some agreement. And I had asked just the interest to find a solution if you would be willing to reach out to your counterparts in those counties and see how acceptance of the taxes was accomplished. Were you able to do that?
Like I said, when we sent out back in August 25th, that we would definitely do right away when we turned back the check that was short. That the personal property taxes do have another set of rules, and we did offer that payment plan for them to pay the personal property taxes, which is a little over $700,000, and then a payment plan on the rest of it. So we have already done that, so I feel we've met that need. And then when you ask those other questions, my goal is to work for Robb County's best interest and follow the law as written. And I'm not unable to speculate on whether the county treasurers and the other counties have done the right thing on a different bankruptcy case. But I know, like I just said earlier, that we have actively negotiating and discussing matters with Peabody, and I want to make sure I do everything right by Wright County and our taxpayers.
So, just to be clear, you did not reach out to the clerk or the treasurers in those other counties to find out how they received payment in Chrysler bankruptcy?
To answer the question, when I talk to my counsel, it's speculative, and it's a different case, and it's a different time. That would be just a waste of our time.
To pause on questioning for just a minute, what I would like to point out is that throughout this, you know, you've cited that Peabody is a multi-billion-dollar company that has plenty of money to pay its taxes and pay interest. And what I want to just talk about briefly is the 20-mile line as opposed to Peabody. it is bad for our 20-mile line to have to pay 1% interest every month on $1.8 million. And as you know, coming from corporate America, corporations don't, you know, consider themselves one pot. They look at assets and how productive each of those are. And in fact, I'm sure there was a lot of information surrounding the 20-mile line since there was almost a sale earlier this spring to Bowie. So I know that, you know, we may not be thinking about what's good for Peabody, but what is good for Rowe County and what's good for our 20-mile line is for them to be able to pay these taxes as soon as possible and stop accruing 1% interest on $1.8 million. So when you say it would be a waste of time to try to chase down potential solutions, I disagree with that statement. I think that it would be worth a call to those three treasurers to see how they accomplished receiving payment.
Again, Chairman Herman Siskey, I truly appreciate your opinion, and I appreciate that you're, you know, reaching out. We are doing everything we can do and what we can legally obligated to do. So if you'd like to put that in writing and send it to my counsel, we'll be happy to take a look at it. We've already taken a look at it, and we felt that we're doing the best we can do, following the letter of the law.
Okay, I sent it to you in writing on September 12th with no response.
There was no response because there was nothing. You just said you saw this and wanted to know. The way I looked at it, there was no, please get back to me by this date with this answer.
Okay. I'll see if there's some other questions.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask you to speculate again. So we've been operating under the assumption that that while the pre-petition taxes are, for lack of a better word, at risk, or certainly not, in your view, receivable at this time, have you and your attorneys formed any opinion as to the reliability of our ability to collect the post-petition taxes? Or to put make a simpler question, do you believe that those post-petition taxes could also be at risk?
My understanding of bankruptcy law when you're in Chapter 11, and again, it's my understanding, and we could get clarification from the attorneys, is that those taxes will be considered administrative costs.
And say that again?
Are administrative costs. Administrative costs, when you're in bankruptcy, in Chapter 11, you're responsible to pay them in time. So when we send that out in January, their tax notice, I must... presuming they will be paid on time.
So the follow-up question, have you and your attorneys formed an opinion as to whether or not those post-petition taxes are subject to the bankruptcy court's authority?
Again, my understanding, can't speak for my attorneys, is that the law of Chapter 11 bankruptcy says they have to pay their administrative fees, and administrative fees are considered taxes, so they will be paid when the bills are sent and when they're due.
Thank you.
So other than the information you presented in the your press releases, you really don't have anything to update us in relationship to timeline or anything. We'll know something when we know something.
I would be more than happy to up to you. I don't want to jeopardize what we've accomplished yesterday, and we'll give the information as soon as we all come to an agreement.
Any questions?
Yeah, I guess I understand the need for a confidentiality and attorney-client privilege, and appreciate that you've made contact with Peabody's attorneys to try to, I think you used the word negotiate. Presumably, negotiations would not result in anything less than 100% of payment of the taxes and all of the interest due.
Is that a question or a statement?
That's a question.
Could you ask that again? Because I heard a statement.
Okay. is it your intent, or can we feel secure in the knowledge that we won't be accepting anything less than 100% of the taxes due and the interest due?
My job is to do exactly what you said, and that is what I'm bringing to the table, and we are hopeful that the agreements will work out the best.
Okay. Do you think that there is a chance that pursuant to the bankruptcy judge's order and potentially considering that the bankruptcy judge's order supersedes our state law, that you would be able to accept principal payments from Peabody so that we get some money in the door, which benefits all of the tax recipients, and additionally benefits 20 Mile Line because they can discontinue paying 1% interest monthly on a massive amount and just start paying interest on what you believe are the penalties
and interest? As you started at the beginning of the sentence, it was asking about what I think the bankruptcy court's going to do or not do, and I can't answer for them.
No, I'm saying, I put aside what the bankruptcy court says. I have a belief that there is a potential that the bankruptcy judge's court order supersedes our state law. That being said, what I would ask without reference to the bankruptcy court is, do you believe that your negotiations will result in your ability to receive principal payments from 20 Mile Line and let the interest and penalties continue to carry and let the penalty or let interest continue to accrue on that? Because paying interest on $81,000 or $91,000 or whatever you calculated the interest to be, paying interest on $91,000 versus $1.8 million would certainly be beneficial to our local 20 Mile Line and our coal industry.
Based on that question and how you're asking and how you want me to answer it, unfortunately, we're at now the substance and the particulars of the agreement, and I don't want to jeopardize that at this time.
Okay. Any further questions?
Okay.
Does anybody in the public have a question for Treasurer Horn? Mr. Ross.
Britta, could you give us a sense of what you've told some of the smaller taxing entities in the county, perhaps specifically the South Round Medical Center, what they can expect? As you know, the Board of County Commissioners just kind of backfilled the second half of their property taxes. They're going for a mill levy because if it doesn't pass next month, they'll have a negative balance sheet. So you described visiting them. Could you give us a better sense of what you told them?
I really wasn't actually telling them anything. I was just answering questions and offering information. And it seems like I did a great deal of teaching and learning of understanding taxes and how when you have tax base, if taxes are due delinquent, I was not surprised. I'm trying to find the right word. It was interesting to be able to share that interest follows taxes. There seemed to be a misnomer that somehow this interest was going to stay here in the county, and that's certainly not the truth. The truth is when some of the interest on what's owed to all these different entities, the interest will follow with them, and it will go with them when we get paid in full.
Yes, ma'am?
I would just like to say, as a single mom, if I don't pay my taxes on time, I would get the same treatment, and I appreciate that, because why is a corporation different from, little Harry and homeowner? I just think that what she's doing is great, and you all seem at big odds against her, and all four of you work for us. So it's really annoying, it really is, and she's following the law as it's interpreted, and I applaud her for that.
Let me say, I totally agree with your assessment, and I agree with all the statements that Treasurer Horn has put out saying that she shouldn't treat a big corporation any differently than a single mom in our county. And I know that if you were a single mom paying 1% interest on $1,000 a month versus $10 a month, it'd be a big deal for you. And it's the same big deal for Peabody to pay 1% interest a month on $1.8 versus $81,000. So what I would say is if everybody who is struggling or suffering in this county, whether it's a single mother or a corporation, wants to come in and pay principal, and they're not allowed to, so that we can continue to extract 1% interest per month out of you or a corporation, that's a pattern of abuse. I wouldn't expect it to happen to a single mom, and I wouldn't expect it to happen to a corporation, and it's happening to one of the most important employers in our county. So let me just make that clarification. We're not taking any further public comment, Mr. Cassiopo. When you left the meeting yesterday, Greta, what Peabody, did you guys leave with an agreement to meet again?
The agreement was for the two councils to get together and come up with an agreement. We were all very amicable and working towards the same direction.
Okay. When can we expect another update?
Again, I don't have that data available.
So an interesting topic here, you know, since this is our first time, it's not our first time on the bleeding edge of this thing here. You know, we've been in bankruptcies with the airlines, a couple of them as they went through. I guess, you know, it might be time that we solicit some, you know, or a discussion of the propriety of forcing the Treasury to only take the whole bill, including the interest, and potentially lobby for some legislation to have the bill be paid and not put the Treasurer in an illegal situation, potentially, and allow the interest and fees or whatever to be, even then, still a primary debt in the bankruptcy thing. So as we move forward here and we get more experienced, we might have further discussions with the Treasurers Association to allow for that to happen. I always feel that nine birds in the bag is a lot better than waiting on 10.
But there again, you're asking her to excuse a big corporation but charge the little guy.
No, we're not going across the board legislation that would make that clear.
If it's in bankruptcy.
So if, like, if I, as a person,
absolutely.
If I'm in bankruptcy, if I'm in foreclosure, if a lot of bad hardship has happened to me, you would surely excuse my interest too?
No, we're not talking about excusing your interest. We're saying allowing you to pay the principal so you're not paying payday loan rates on what your taxes are and allow the interest to continue to accrue.
Okay, with my 21 years experience here, once upon a time, we used to take taxes without the interest and then bill people. People never paid the interest. The county was out thousands of dollars, trust me, because you cannot do anything. You have no recourse just on interest. You do on taxes and interest, but you don't.
Part of bankruptcy, it was.
So what is that?
An unsecured, a more or less secured debt, and that's why you would be wanting to talk with the Treasury Association. I mean, it is as secure as having the property taxes being up front.
Yeah, I guess your whole thing is recourse. What recourse do you have if you accept a property tax without the interest and you just have the interest sticking out there? Unless you have some kind of...
You wouldn't do it unless it's in bankruptcy. And it was part of the bankruptcy plan.
And the interest was part of that.
And again, we're talking about changing legislation. We're not asking the Treasurer to do something that's not allowed, that maybe wasn't appropriately done in the past.
Okay, so we do have some representatives from Peabody here. If you guys want to ask any questions or say anything. Okay. All right. Do you have anything else you want to share?
No. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'll be tomorrow. I guess I do. I apologize. In Yampa tomorrow at 6:30 down at the town hall. And then the following week on the 11th in Hayden at 6:30 also at town hall is a Treasurer talk and answer any questions, not only just about Peabody, but if anybody has questions about foreclosure or anything else our office does, I'll be happy to answer them.
I would very much appreciate it if you could, to the extent possible, because of the confidential nature, keep us updated on what's going on with negotiations.
Be more than happy to.
I guess I have a question. Maybe this is way off base, but would it be possible for us to confer with the Treasurer in an executive session as to the status of those negotiations?
I doubt it.
That'd be your attorney.
Okay. So she has her counsel and we have our counsel.
Okay.
I'd agree with that.
Okay, so we'll take a recess and
thank you for your work.
Great. Thank you very much for your time.